So, Boots. I'm Princess April, by the way. And Boots is here. Say yes, hello, Boots.
Hello.
And we are here because we're going to do sort of a rap session aftercare / sort of making of Girls Are Magic number one, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll get into more of the audio specifically in a sec, but I want to do sort of the aftercare first. So First question for you, Boots, are you okay?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm not rattled easily.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so the subject matter wasn't too much for you or anything like that? Did it upset you doing it?
No. Not at all. Okay. I'm not sure if that, what that says about me as a
exactly, person. Exactly. Which leads into my next question. Like, what would you say to those people who've just finished listening to this audio, who may be like shivering and sweating and chills on the back of their neck and questioning their life decisions and feeling bad for the poor girl who just got raped in a jail cell?
Well, again, it's not real. You're safe. Everything is fine.
Right.
I'm okay. You're okay.
We're not monsters.
No. I mean,
right? Like, that's what I say in my aftercares is like, I promise I'm not a monster. I promise I'm a very, very nice person.
Yes. You know?
And this is all, I have a very healthy respect for the difference between fantasy and reality.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where a lot of people don't. And so that's kind of what I'm like,
true.
Well, sometimes it's just fantasy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, fantasy is your mental palace, and you can do whatever you want in there. Nobody's ever actually hurt. Everything is good. And yeah, that doesn't correlate to real life in any way, shape, or form. Like,
right?
It's all pretend.
Yeah, I don't know. I get these sort of... It's not backward compliments. It's just like when you get and this happens to me all the time because I write dark stuff, right? I get people who are going like, I found that completely compelling. And then I felt super guilty that I came or that I stopped myself from coming because I felt such shame in what I was listening to, or I felt so bad for this fictional character, you know? And I'm like, but. Okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Your feelings are valid, but also like everybody's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay to come to weird shit and fucked up shit. It's fun. It's not just okay. It's fun.
Yes. It's cathartic even.
It is.
I would say.
It's like masturbating your id. Like just let it out.
Like even the darkest stuff. And if it speaks to you, that's, it can be an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
Unlike any other, I think.
And it's a safe, healthy way to explore darker themes and maybe like an outlet for people who might have urges like that. They can channel it somewhere where it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
For them and for other people.
Yeah, might have urges or might have had experiences in the past where they've gone through something, similar and feel the need to sort of relive it in a way. Like, I know of people like that, right?
Well, I'm definitely one of those people. That's why I like listening to dark things, because it's an excellent way to kind of like reclaim. Because if you at any point you don't feel safe, you can just pause it, not listen to it. You're fine. Like, it gives you back control in a big way.
Cool.
That's why I like dark things.
I don't know. I like them because, man, I like to see, like, when I put a woman in a position of under the control of somebody else, in some sort of, extreme imbalance of power, right? Mm-hmm. I like to see how brave she is in handling that. Like, she doesn't have to win. She doesn't have to even struggle successfully, but she has to endure it. And just that act of enduring it is sexy to me.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
That makes sense to me.
It's an amazing thing. And that's why I write erotic horror like that. It's like, oh, there's something beautiful in this woman,
Who's
just sort of so vulnerable and so just, I don't know. It gives me chills in all the right ways.
Yes.
But I don't obviously want to, there's limits to what I'll do, but, mm-hmm. but there's also like, you know, the thing is my limits are different than everybody else's limits. So people look at what I do and go like, whoa, that's awful. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. But here's my version of awful. Like some people are doing this and they're like, oh, that's no problem at all. I'm like, uh-huh.
Exactly. I don't know. Having filled two of your scripts and now this, I don't find it that awful. I don't know.
Well, have you seen some of the darker ones? So the two darkest ones I think are the drug addicted girl gets, she visits her dealer and he sort of coerces her into, you know, sex and all this stuff. And she just gets betrayed like one after the other kind of thing happens to her. It's really bad.
I don't
really
think I've listened to it. I vaguely remember reading it.
It's so good. It's so good. And then the recent one I did that Pretty did, which was called the sorority pledge at the frat party.
Oh boy.
Completely realistic, completely plausible, and so dark. But it's so just speaks to me.
Yeah. You know,
I can't explain it. Those are dark ones. Okay. So enough of the aftercare, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know from you, how did you, just a general question about you, like how did you get into doing audios on GWA?
Oh, it was essentially a dare.
Okay.
I was with my Dom, I was given a task, and that task was to find a script I knew he would like,
mm-hmm.
and then fill it, because he's a performer, fill it and post it, and I was terrified.
Aww.
I essentially started posting under duress.
Mm-hmm.
But like but if I fulfilled that task, because I was edging a lot at the time, if I did that, I was allowed to come. So I was like, obviously I'm gonna do this. I mean, if I didn't actually want to, I wouldn't have done it. But like, I'm one of those people that like all hem and haw about doing something for ages, mm-hmm. and until somebody like puts a boot on my ass and goes like, would you just do it? Then I won't. So like, you know, it was for my own good, because he knew damn well I wanted to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I found a script and I filled it and I posted it and I had an immediate panic attack. And I was like messaging him like, I'm freaking out.
I hate you so much right now.
Like, but then I was kind of like, actually, I'm kind of digging the attention that mm-hmm, I'm getting mm-hmm. right now. These messages. My very first audio, somebody sent me his reaction, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh, like audio, you mean?
Yeah, he mm-hmm. sent me like an audio tribute, and I was like, good lord, let's make more of these.
Yeah,
please don't send me those things, but like but like I will laugh at them and play them for my friends, which is what I did with that one. But yeah, that's how I got started. I was given a task and I fulfilled it, and then it turned out that I was addicted.
Cool. Awesome.
How did you start?
I started way before I found GWA. So I started doing stuff like this, like Girls Are Magic, maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I made like several of them on my own and had nowhere to share them because I had no idea how, like where I could share them. I just mm-hmm. didn't know. Like, I put them up on Literatica once or twice, but Literatica like compresses the shit out of audio,
and
it sounded so awful that I'm like, no, never again. It has to be good audio, so I won't put it up there again. It's still up there. Like, there's still a couple up there.
Yeah.
Because once they're up there, it's hard to get them to take them down. But then I ended up like my honey. Encouraged me. It's like, there must be some place you can put them. I'm like, so I started really searching, and then I found GWA, and then I'm like, oh, cool. I can put up my stuff. And like they did, when I was first starting, I had no idea what good was. So I put them up there. It did like pretty well, but then I realized, oh, this is, these are not what GWA really subsists on. It really subsists on that, you know, sort of second person, like silent, you know, contributor or script kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I started writing some of those because I am a writer and I'm like, oh, I could do that. And so I started writing those and people started like filling them and it was the most amazing thing ever. So now I have bunches of them out there, like over like maybe 30 some odd scripts out there.
Oh my God.
And I'm still doing these. These take forever, like the Girls Are Magic motif therapy kind of stuff. They take forever to do, but they are the most satisfying thing ever.
That's the best though. Like, yeah. I could tell, like listening to it today, I was just like, wow, like this is a lot. And not only that, but like you performed it yourself. And then after that, you still like stitched my voice in there. Like,
right?
It's like double the work.
Yeah, well, that's how it has to work. Otherwise, it doesn't work, right? Because I'm timing that music very precisely.
Yes.
And so I have to perform it. It has to be finished before I give it to somebody else. Because what I want you to experience is the easiest possible thing.
Yes.
And so getting into that, like, what did you think when you first got the script?
Well, when I got the script and saw all the like time notes, right? I was like, oh, I've never done this before.
Right? It's unusual, like, right?
I was like, this is a challenge. Yeah. I like a challenge.
were you put off by it or scared by it? Were you like, oh, what did I get into?
No, I was like, I hope I don't fuck this up. Or like, I hope I don't fuck this up too badly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you nailed it, I have to say.
Ah, thank you.
So,
direction.
How did you approach the script? Like when you were trying to record it, what did you do to feel to make you feel like you were doing it okay?
I'm very much a fly by the seat of my pants performer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully read scripts before I perform them.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them a skim and then I'm like, okay, cool, I'm interested. And I did the same thing with yours, even though I was like, ooh, time, signatures, okay, gonna have to fly by the seat of, you know, some tighter pants maybe, but like,
sure.
Yeah, so I just like skimmed it and then I don't know where it comes from. I just get very calm and then start reading and then something happens. Mm-hmm. And like I was telling you, I was overtired. I was in a really weird headspace when I sat down to record it, which I think worked out perfectly because listening back, I was like, bitch, you don't even sound like yourself. What is happening?
Exactly.
So I don't know how that happened. I feel like as I was reading it, perhaps I was being hypnotized as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just hope for the best.
I was going to ask, were you like nervous about the hypnotic aspects?
No, I think that stuff's cool.
I chose you partially because, well, there's several reasons I chose you, right? Or not chose, but like asked, like begged.
I like this, like the chosen one vibe though. Like
right? Is number one, I love your voice.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
And number two, I knew if you could calm yourself down enough, mm-hmm. you could do hypnosis. And it's not real hypnosis, but it's sort of a hypnotic vibe.
Yeah.
Like super, super well. And third, it's like you're a pro already. Like you're using, what are you using, Reaper? Or are you using something, GarageBand or something like that? So
I'm a Reaper girl.
Yeah. And, you know, people who know Reaper, that's a big, huge help for people like me who are trying to do something so precise and so specific.
Right? Looking at the pictures you sent, I was like, oh shit, like this makes me feel like I'm recording on like a cassette tape. Like,
No.
Shit, this is pro.
Well, I mean, Reaper is pro too.
That's true.
And I mean, Reaper does everything that what I use does. I use Cubase, but Cubase is more expensive, but I know it. And like, I've been using it for years and years and years. And so like you use what you know, right?
Exactly.
But you were a pro and your audio quality is good. And that's super important for this. And like, you know what you're doing. So I didn't feel worried about having to ask you for re-records, like not having, but like maybe asking for re-records if you were willing to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas other people might be like, nah, I did it once. That's good enough.
Oh, live no. No, no, that's not my vibe at all. Like,
I didn't think. Make me do it again. But that's why I asked. And yeah. I mean, like all those questions, like, you know, it's these are hard. And I want to make it as easy as possible for you, you know?
It was easy. And I like direction. Not just in trying to voice the porn scripts, but like in life, mm-hmm. I always gravitate toward people and I get along really well with people who are very clear about what they're expecting of me. Mm-hmm. I just vibe with that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So you want this. All right, let me try to do that then. Like,
yeah.
I love that shit. I'm not going to be all like, who the fuck do you think you are?
like, this is my art. And the thing is, it is your art. Like, I didn't want to over-direct you. I wanted you to be you, you know? But at the same time, it's like, well, we have to be within these constraints. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Otherwise, the whole thing derails. That was my only concern when I was editing that the first go-through. And I was like, oh, no, I think I'm going too fast. Like in certain parts, I was like, God damn it, why did you speed up? So that's why when I sent it, I was like, I feel like you're going to need a couple of re-records of some of these because I feel like I got a little speedy.
Yeah, I didn't need them, but it was so nice to get them. You know, it was like, this makes it so much better.
I mean, I was a little bit late, but I got them done.
Oh, no. I heard you had like food poisoning and stuff.
I ate some bad pears. I had a really bad fucking night. It was not good.
That sucks.
Ugh, it's done now. I've had a wonderful day. Everything is fine.
Yay. So what did you think when you heard the final product with your voice incorporated and all the sound effects and all the music set up and all that stuff?
In the best possible way, it scared the living shit out of me.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Like as soon as it began and we had our little intro and then as soon as the audio actually started, I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready. Like I was like, oh shit. Yeah. It's so good and it's so different from anything I've heard anywhere mm-hmm. and anything that I've ever done. So that gives me so much life. It's like creepy, but it's really sexy.
Like, really, like, really sexy. To me, like, it's super sexy.
Like the scarousal was real. Like I was like so scared and like kind of turned on by myself a little bit, like uh-huh. my own voice. And then when you come in with the nightstick.
Oh, the nightstick. Yeah,
and there's all scene. You making all of those noises in the background. I was like, oh, I need to get in a nice bath. Like,
and knocking against the jail bars and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was just
Yeah, all those sound effects were most of them were me directly.
That's amazing.
And. Some of them included some free sound stuff, but they were all not exclusively. So they're all sort of layered with other things. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, the walking heels, this is not something that you think about when you listen to it, but the heels that, you know, Sarah is wearing as she's walking down this hallway, you can hear them clicking on the floor and you can hear her walking. And slowly her walking starts to get in time with the music.
Yes.
And it like transforms into this sort of percussion / drum track mm-hmm. that's happening. And that took, you know, time and... figuring to develop, right?
Yes.
And that was me in a pair of my honey's heels in the hallway recording with the Zoom recorder.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the kind of, and I did it all, you know, and the nightstick was a combination of some free sound stuff and then layered with some other stuff.
Oh. Well, it sounds like a nightstick. Like when I was listening, I almost pictured the whole thing playing out as if it was like a movie. Like mm-hmm. I could see everything, and that was really trippy. Like, yes. I have a vivid imagination anyway, but I was like having a moment where I was like, I could see this. Like, I want to see this animated or something. Like,
right? I want to see a 3D animate. See, like somebody do a 3D animation of it.
If somebody did that, I would die.
Oh, it was so cool. So cool.
Because it would so fit.
I'm in like progress with like two others right now. One is called Corporately Owned, which I would really love somebody to do a 3D animation of. Yeah. And that's where a slave girl in the future is sort of raped by a machine.
Oh my God.
It's so good so far. It's so good.
I'm ready for the robot army. Like, just
excellent.
Come run a train on me.
So you already answered one, but I kind of want to like re-ask, just does that audio do anything for you sexually, or is it more just sort of satisfaction of accomplishment and a coolness kind of thing? Because Cassie, when she did motif therapy, it didn't really turn her on. It was more of a, this is incredibly cool and scary, and I feel like the worst person ever, but like I've never sounded so cool before. And so it was more of a satisfaction of, oh, we accomplished this, and less a sexual nature. But I wanted to ask you.
I think if it wasn't my own voice, it probably would be more turned on. I listened to bits and pieces of your performance, but I didn't listen to too much because then I would probably do a cheap imitation of it.
Sure.
Like, I wanted to get like a feel, but then I was like, okay, I got to go like do my own thing.
Yep.
But I will probably end up listening to yours again and I can answer that question later. But yeah, when it's my own voice, like I don't really get turned on so much. Although I was banging my own ASMR buttons, which was really weird because that's never happened to me. I don't listen to ASMR ever. I don't even really like ASMR, but all of the hair on my body was standing up when I was listening. And I was like, oh, this is weird. Do I like this? I think I like this. I don't know. I'm confused. Like, it was very, like, in a really amazing way. Mm-hmm. I don't normally, like, have a physical reaction to audios. Mm-hmm. I had one to this one.
Yeah. So yeah, me really too. Cool. And I think partly it's because of the music to me.
It's
so specifically timed to be dramatic when the voice is dramatic, like in these particular spots, when you say, you know, okay, you've transformed and now you have a wet pussy, on that word, music cue changes and things like, okay, I've like nailed home that you have now transformed into this girl.
Yes.
And now you're really fucked. Like literally and figuratively, right?
On both fronts.
And it's only going to get worse from here.
Good.
And then by the end, like I think the music is so good. Like it gives this feeling of closure.
Yeah.
And yet like good feelings, like, yes, you've just been raped. Congratulations. You've just been like taken advantage of by a dirty cop in a filthy jail cell. Like in any other circumstance, this might make you feel like shit. But the music is making you feel like uplifted.
Yes.
And that's the goal behind these things for me, is to have that feeling to say, this is fantasy, right?
Yeah.
And to say it with the music. Right.
And music has that impact like on human beings, right? Like like different sound frequencies and everything can completely mess with your emotions in a way.
Right. Oh yeah.
Which is really cool. Ugh.
So would you be willing to do it again with me?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Hell yes.
Yay. I'm glad because I want to make a series out of this, and if you want it, you can have it.
Whenever you want my voice. You know where to find me.
Yay. Do you have any other questions for me?
I'm always really bad at asking questions. How are you so amazing?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. I don't know. I just am.
I just am, Boots. Okay, I am amazing. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
I've been having some bad days lately. So some bad GWA days, like where like I'm getting, you know, downvoted and I'm getting all the bad feelings and I'm like, oh, well.
Fuck all
It's the nature of dark, you know, and that's okay.
I know people see things or tags and they don't even give it a chance. They just immediately downvote.
I get it. I get it. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this with me. Thank you for doing this with me. I think some people will like it. I hope.
And I'm sure they will.
At the very least, they get to hear us talk and they get to hear you talk. That's right. Who wouldn't love to hear?
I want to listen to us talk. Come on now.
Exactly. But thank you so much, Boots. I really, really appreciate it. You have no idea what it means to me that you lent me your voice for this.
You have no idea how much it means to me to have been asked.
Wow.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I have also been having bad general life and also GWA days.
Aww.
So, I mean, maybe not in terms of like upvote, downvote or whatever, but just like my general feeling has been a little bit tepid. So, and I've been a bit unsure of myself or what I'm doing.
Sure.
So this actually, it meant a lot to even be asked. And now to hear it and be like, oh, look, this is so badass.
Oh, thank you.
It's a huge deal.
Okay. I will let you go. And thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you.
You know, until next time, hopefully.
Yes. Enjoy the darkness.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.